Shvius, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zayin. Me'emasai oichlin peiris ha'ilin b'shvius. When is one allowed to eat the fruits of a tree on Shemitah? So the Rav brings down, there's a drasha where the Torah says la'ochla. So Chazal darshan la'ochla v'loy la'hefsid. So the peiris of Shvius are there to be eaten, b'derech kovid, and not to be lost. So when one eats them too early, he's almost like wasting them. So we have to make sure that they're really fruits and that we're not wasting them. And when one eats them before they are ripe, that's called a hefsid. So the next few Mishnah is going to deal with certain fruits that were makel, because these fruits can be eaten even in an earlier stage than others. So we'll see. So now, this Mishnah deals with hapagim, which are baby figs, mishi yazrichu, oichel behem pito basada. Once they start getting, the Rav explains, they're a little bit red. In other words, the ripening process started already with them. The beginning of the stage that one... The Mishnah says that one eats his bread with them in the field. So it just means that you're not allowed to, like the Rav explains, gather a large amount of these types of figs into your house, because if you gather a lot of them, that's going to be a hefsid, that's a loss, and you're being mafsid a lot of peiros. But here, when it's at a small, early stage of the ripening process, so although you're wasting a nice portion of the process, because when a fig is ripe, it's in a much better state, and it's more edible to many more people, and you're eating it earlier in the process, but still, if you eat it b'derech arai, like in the field with your bread, so then it's okay. You know, as long as it's a small amount, it's a small loss, you're causing it by not waiting, but in the field, since it's a small amount, you're not eating so many of them, it's okay. And the Tiferes so explains, it doesn't dafka mean that you have to actually eat it in the field. It's just orcha de milsa, that's the way that it's eaten. People aren't going to gather and bring in a very small amount of figs into their house. So that's the first stage. Bichalu becomes very ripe. Kainus l'soich beis, so he can bring it into his house. The Rav explains as the Yerushalmi that the Torah says, tia kol tfuasa lechol, and then so it says to eat in one pasuk, and it also says, minasada toichelu, es tfuasa. So you have two times the Torah says, tfua. So it's talking about one, there's a type that you eat in the field, and one, there's a type that you eat in your house. And like we explained, depends on the stage of how ripe it is. When it's not so ripe, only in your field, only a small amount. And when it's much more ripe, you can bring it into your house. That's the Yerushalmi. And also figs that achieved this status of being fully ripe in other years of Shemitah, they're chayiv in Maisris. But what about Shemitah itself? It sounds like only the other years, they're chayiv in Maisris, but they're not chayiv in Maisris on Shemitah. And Mishnah Rishonu says, Chazal learned it out from a hekish, from where Pasuk says the Mishpatim, from the word Evyon to Chaya, they're written together in the same Pasuk, that just like a Chaya, a wild animal, eats without Maestris, so too an Evyon, which is people are able to eat from on Shemitah, that poor people are able to eat, everybody's able to eat from the Shemitah produce, also doesn't have to take off Maestris. So the obvious question the Mishnah Shana asks is, how come we don't say that a person is Potter from Maestris on Shemitah because it's Hefker, and anything that's Hefker is Potter from Maestris. So why is that not the reason? Why do Chazal have to learn it out from a Hekish, from an Evyon to a Chaya? So he leaves this as a question. But in any event, by Te'enim, the Chiv of Maestris, and it makes its status of Bichalu when it's ripe. And that's when also he can bring it into his house to eat it for Shvius.